Hey everybody, today is Saturday, March 3rd. Getting back into it today. Didn't record yesterday. I'll talk a little bit about that first. I really wasn't in the right frame of mind yesterday. Gave a lot of thought to what I was potentially gonna say and talk about, and I was not in the right frame of mind, and I wasn't in a good place to talk about really anything yesterday. So, I took a little bit of a break and back at it today. I really wasn't in the right frame of mind yesterday because ever since my most recent relapse a few weeks ago, this one has hit me a little bit harder than the ones in the past. This one's really put me in a place of struggle. I haven't struggled like this in a really long time. I haven't been in this type of position in a really long time, and it's just another fact that I'm facing and another thought that I'm having that reinforces the idea that this isn't going to be a casual thing for me. This is going to be the kind of thing that I struggle with and work through every day for the rest of my life. A few sessions ago, I mentioned, back when my really bad struggles were going on, I literally had to go minute by minute, hour by hour, and I hadn't felt that way in a really, really, really long time until this relapse. I really felt like I have to keep myself focused to, more than just day by day, because I don't know what it was about this one, and I don't know what is different this time versus, the last couple of relapses that I've had. But this one has really made me rethink and refeel everything. It's really put me in a place of I have always been and am and will continue to be an addict and continuing to recover. And it got me into such a negative place yesterday that I didn't feel right recording. I didn't feel right having a session because I knew I wasn't going to give my 100% attention, and I was going to half-ass it. And I'm of the frame of mind that if either do it full bore or don't do it at all. So, I wasn't about to, upset you guys and give you a half-assed effort because that's not what I'm here for. But I just wanted to use this time to get back in touch with everybody and just to remind all of you that it to continue to fight on and press on, day, minute, hour, year, one at a time. And it's difficult. The journey is difficult. It's hard. It's hard when it consumes your mind, and it's hard when it consumes your time that you're supposed to be thinking and enjoying and feeling other more positive things. It's difficult to fight through and work through. And part of you will wish that this never happened to you. I had that. Yeah, I just told my wife yesterday that I wish I never even started. But I can't change that. All I can do is take the moment that I'm in right now and make it the most positive one that I can. And so I've been holding my son really close, and I've been communicating a lot with my wife, and it's freaking hard some days. It's really, really hard some days, because this will consume every ounce of you mentally and physically and emotionally. And you will not be able to experience anything else. And it's hard to deal with, and it's hard to work through some days. Today, I can tell you, is better than yesterday. And I imagine that tomorrow is going to be better than today was. But that's not going to diminish the fact that some days are going to be hard. And that's okay. You are not alone. You are not by yourself. Despite what you may feel or how you think or, you know, man's biggest fear is being in a room by himself. Because of where your brain goes, and it affects everything. If your mind gets in a bad place, it affects your physical body, it affects your sleep. I remember back when everything was happening, I would dread waking up because I knew that the only relief that I got from this consuming my mind was sleep. All I wanted to do was sleep because it was the only time that I wasn't thinking about it. And then I started dreaming about it. And then even my sleep wasn't restful. And my sleep was negative and discouraging. And I don't tell you that for sympathy or for pity. I tell you that because the emotional toll of addiction is real. And it's hard. And the physical toll it can take on your body is hard. But I also tell you that because on the other side of that is so much strength and resilience and positivity and everything. And I hope for all of you, addict or not, I wish all of you that strength and that resiliency in everything it is that you do. And you're not alone in anything. I want to help if I can. Your support system wants to help however they can. Whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're battling, it today may have been bad, but tomorrow will be better. I can promise you that. You know, it's like in the way of dark, it's always darkest before the dawn. And so I wish all of you an amazing rest of your weekend. I hope more than anything that you all are just kind to each other, because everyone is fighting a hard battle. So again, hope you all have a great rest of your Saturday night and a restful rest of your weekend. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.